Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Always great to have you with us. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. We have baseball. Baseball, the more baseball to talk about in our first segment with the postseason in full swing and the Yankees getting the boot. In 620, even more from the diamond as things go bad to worse for Bill Belichick as well in Chapel Hill. We'll get to that in 40 minutes. We bring in Pat Boyle from Infinity Sports Network to help us preview the Giants before tonight's Thursday night football matchup against the Eagles. And we're one step closer to the weekend. That's always a good thing. Chelsea, how are you?
Yeah, good morning. I feel like I say this every day, but it truly is the best time of year. Like yesterday, we had four baseball games on starting at 2 p.m. Central Time. I had a pot roast going, and there was a little chill in the air. I don't know if it's gotten to D.C. yet, but we have finally gotten fall weather here in Tennessee.
I didn't hear anything that you said, except for pot roast. Oh. You got a pot roast to cook it. No. I heard everything, but nothing. Like, I heard you talking, but when you said pot roast, I was like, tell me more about this pot roast. I haven't eaten this morning. I'm hungry. I've lost, like, 4 pounds this week because I've been working so much. I'm ready for a big, hearty meal, preferably one that has been slow roasted.
You got to invest in a crock pot. Or maybe you already have one. You got to start using it. Because I feel like it's great for people who don't want to cook at night. Because, like, I used to be a night person before we worked this damn shift. But now it feels like most of my energy is like in the morning. So I make a pot roast or whatever in the crock pot in the morning. So by the time that I am drained completely empty by 6:30, I don't know what time that time is for you. But like if it's like 6 o'clock, I ain't doing anything productive, including cooking dinner. So I feel like crock pots are great in that regard.
Oh, that sounds great. Dylan put in the chat, my two favorite things are pot and roasts. He nailed it. It's your joke of the day right there. I'm like, oh my God, this guy's already two for two this morning. I could go for a good pot roast. The one thing we don't do is we don't cook much. Like, if we cook in the kitchen, it's a rarity. Every now and then, Catherine will get a wild hair and she'll be like, let's make something tonight. And I'm like, okay, let's do it. But 9 times out of 10, it's just like grabbing something out of the fridge or getting DoorDash. That's the one thing I wish we were better at. I mean, it's not a big deal, but we're just so busy that carving out any sort of time to do that is sort of difficult because if you want to prepare a good meal, it does take time.
Well, not in the crock pot. Like, I'll tell you a little secret about my baked potato soup. You literally cut up potatoes. Okay. You put in chicken. You put in chicken broth. And
that's it?
Yeah. At the very end, you put in, like, heavy cream and you mix it, and then you put on shredded cheese and bacon at the very end.
Oh, that sounds
like
good.
Do you think you could do that? It's not hard.
Well, when you were listing the ingredients, I was like, if she lists one more, I'm out. When you went to three, I was like, okay, I can do that. I was like, if she's adds like a fourth and fifth, paprika. I'm like, no, okay, now I gotta make this simple. I can do that.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Denton says he had a slow cooker yesterday, a new slow cooker recipe.
It was the worst thing ever.
It was bad?
Oh, it was terrible.
Spill it.
I got it right.
What was it?
We did spill it. I got it from TikTok. It was like this chicken thing, right? So it was supposed to be this like chicken casserole situation, but it was topped with like red lobster biscuit mix.
Oh, my God.
And I saw this thing on TikTok, and I was like, this looks beautiful. And I should have known that this is clearly fake, because I don't know about you, Chelsea. I've never browned anything in a slow cooker. Before.
No.
You brown it in the oven.
Right.
On TikTok, this thing was brown. And I'm like, it looked like it was beautiful. And we tried it. It was, I put 4 chicken breasts in there, 2 cans of cream of chicken, which, full stop, right there. who in God's name has ever needed two cans of cream of chicken for one dish? Not a single person. So right from the jump, I was like, this is not going to go well. I put Greek yogurt in there. I follow the recipe to a T, and nice. Then I did the biscuit mix. And I go, we cook it on high for 3.5 hours. At like the 2 hour mark, I'm like, let me just see, like, is this browning? Like, how are the biscuit topping looking? It's just like completely disintegrated into a blob this point. And I'm like, this is not going to work. But maybe that extra hour is really what's going to take it to the next level. Spoiler alert, it did not. So we went out and got sandwiches instead.
Oh, no.
I looked at my wife and I was like, you go lift that up and see if you want to eat that. She lifted that up and she was like, I'll toss it. And I was like, sick, I'll go get the sandwiches.
Oh, man, that's a bummer. Especially with the biscuits.
And then
mix.
The worst part is that you have to clean the slow cooker, and it looks disgusting.
Oh, no, no, no,
that
no,
is
no.
The worst part of crock pots.
Oh, Chelsea, you got to get on crock pot liners. No, no cleaning.
They stick to the bottom of the pan, do they not?
No. Oh, no. We just popped that bad boy right out, and I was so heavy because there was so much crap in there that it kind of like overflowed a little bit. We just popped that bad boy right out and done. So no cleaning.
Well, that's the one.
Today's show is
away.
Only crockpot talk.
Crockpot only. Coming up in
baseball
hour
what?
Two, crockpot maintenance. Coming up in hour three, easy crockpot recipes for the beginner. Okay. Justin, let's hear about that bet you had in the stove last night that came home.
Yeah, at least Aaron Judge is cooking something up for us. So my theory was that Aaron Judge is the only trustworthy Yankee in the lineup, really. So I had him over his hits, or it was over 1.5 hits plus runs plus RBI, because I also had a sneaking suspicion that they were going to walk him. So I was like, okay, he can score a run off of that. But luckily, he had 2 hits and an RBI, so that was an easy winner. If you're going to lay the blame of the Yankees on something, you know, being eliminated out of the postseason, it ain't Aaron Judge. What a postseason he had, but obviously not enough for the Yankees to stay alive.
Well, 1-2 night for me. Loved the bets. Fortunately, the Tigers came home. Donkster had Cubs on the money line against the Brewers. So for the week, you're 3-1. I'm 3-3. The Donkster 3-0 here on the Daily Tip on BetMGM Network. And we got to get to this Jays-Yankees game because Toronto is moving on. They win 5-2. The Jays plus 155 on the money line. Total set at 8.5. The under hits. Vladdy Jr., George Springer, each drive in a run. And then in the 7th, Nathan Lucas comes up in the clutch.
Yes. Shoots one into center field. He's come through. Clement in to score. Jimenez right behind him. And Nathan Lucas has delivered.
He goes 2-for-5 with 2 RBI. And in a bullpen game for the Jays where they use 8 pitchers, the Jays eliminate the Yankees, advancing to the ALCS for the first time since 2016. They were the ones singing New York, New York after the game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whew, did not expect the Yankees to go this quietly, but credit to Toronto.
Toronto looked like the better team in the series. Mm-hmm. I think that is the bottom line. Even though I know most of the national talk radio shows are going to be, how did the Yankees lose this? Mm-hmm. Because I will say this, the Yankees are not some piddly little team with some piddly little payroll. They have a bunch of good players on their team. But the Blue Jays, man, those first two games really set the tone. And I'll hand it to the Yankees, them staying in this series and fighting back in Game 3 showed a little resiliency, but it was just too little too late. When you surrender 23 runs in your first two games, including one of those games where your ace was throwing, and then you know, have to win one, you know, in a winner-take-all situation, it's just too little too late against a very good Blue Jays team that not only was good the entire regular season, but also peaking at the right time.
Aaron Boone, when asked about his job after the game, he says he expects to keep his job. He's under contract. Do you think he will?
This is a tough one.
Yeah.
Because I don't think this series, like, the blame is at the feet of Aaron Boone. It's just plain and simple, they got out hit. And yeah. I don't think it was a managerial decision. It's just when you get beat this soundly in the first two games, I don't know. Like, it's not Aaron Boone that went out there and, like, held Max Fried's arm as he gave up seven earned runs. That was supposed to be your guy. So I don't know. It's different in New York because everybody is just so impatient, and you didn't even make it to the ALCS, and he was already skating on thin ice. Like, this has been a storyline for the entirety of the postseason. But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either, but I think your point is well taken, which is, look, Louis Varland started this game for Toronto, and he pitched the day before, and this was, again, a bullpen game for Toronto. Like, this set up perfectly for New York to send this series back to Toronto. They had the hitting advantage, at least on paper. They were huge favorites in this game. Just did not matter. Blue Jays, the better team, they are the ones moving on. In the NLDS, the Dodgers may lead the series 2-1, but the Phillies have some life now after winning last night. 8-2 out in L.A. The Phillies plus 150 on the money line. Total set at 7 and a hook. The over hits. And Kyle Schwarber, my God, puts on a show starting in the fourth inning.
Have been a major story. Uh-oh. Schwarber gonna send one way out of here. How far will it fly? My goodness. Kyle Schwarber with a tape measure shot up on top of the pavilion and right. That is one of the biggest bombs you will ever see.
That is not hyperbole. It goes 455 feet, call courtesy of CBS. He is only the second player to hit a ball that far at Dodger Stadium, and he joins Pittsburgh's Willie Stargell, who did it twice in 1969 and 1973, and he had even more in the tank.
A three-run fourth, and now Schwarber, a high towering fly ball. That one is deep. Hernandez will watch it fly. It's another bomb. Kyle Schwarber has done it again. And the Phillies have busted it wide open here in the eighth.
That gives him 23 homers in the playoffs, third most all-time, number one amongst lefties. Trey Turner said about that first home run, it's ridiculous how far that ball went. 117 miles an hour off the bat. This is how you get back in the series.
Absolutely. This is the high-end potential that we expected from the Phillies. And that's why the first two games were such a disappointment from Philly, because they have this great lineup. They have these guys that have a ton of power. And until last night, we didn't see much of that power. It was a power outage. No home runs from, you know, the top three guys, let alone, you know, they can't even get hit. So last night, we finally saw the top of the lineup come alive. We had seven hits across the board for Trey Turner, Kyle Schwarber, and Bryce Harper. And that's what you need from your big-name guys to produce in the biggest situations. And I'll say for the Phillies rotation as well, we talk about managerial decisions. It was certainly a decision to start Aaron Nola, somebody who did not have a great regular season, but they used him almost as an opener in this situation, and he got the job done. Two innings scoreless, three strikeouts, and then hands the ball to Ranger Suarez, who did his job. Five innings, one earned run. It almost felt like a start for him. And then, you know, they didn't even have to use Duran as their closer in this one because the game was so out of hand and they had some run support. So top to bottom, this is what we expected from the Phillies in the postseason. I just wonder if it's too little too late.
I think it might be, but that's what killed me yesterday on this handicap because I had the Dodgers in the first five. And first of all, I mean, Yamamoto has not given up that many runs, you know, in a performance in more than a month, but I did not realize, which I probably should have taken this into account, that Nola was going to be on a quick hook because we were talking yesterday, why isn't Ranger Suarez starting this game? So, you know, when you get to the postseason and you think about making some of these bets, you're going to see decisions that you don't normally see, you know, during the course of the regular season, and this was one of those times. And it's understandable. It's just hard to know exactly how it's going to go down.
Exactly. Like, even looking back at the Blue Jays game, would you have expected the Blue Jays to win a game that was a bullpen game?
Right.
Like, it's one of those weird things where, you know, logic just is not in the picture. But for the Phillies, like, here's the thing about Aaron Nola. Like, he does have good postseason starts in him, and he is the longest tenured Philly, and he's done a bunch of games in the postseason. So he has been there, done that before. It's just I wasn't sure which Aaron Nola we were going to get, because it does feel like it's one thing or the other. It does feel like he's either really dominant and he looks amazing, because Trey Turner said this after the game. He said, hey, that's the Aaron Nola that we're used to seeing. Or you have the Aaron Nola that's what we saw during the regular season, which was a guy with a 6 ERA. So it was a gamble, but Rob Thompson won it on that one.
Can we go back to that Schwarbaum, as they call it? I mean, I watched that home run from a few different angles, and man, he just... Yamamoto put a fastball high right down the middle, and as soon as Schwarber saw that, he just turned, and that thing was a monster shot. I think it was Kevin Burkhardt on the call, maybe? I forget who that was on CBS. I think it was Burkhardt. Whoever it was. Like that, when he says, you will hardly ever see a ball hit that hard and that far. Like, he's not kidding. Only the second player ever to go outside of the park. Just what a moonshot.
Oh, absolutely. And it also broke him out of a slump. Like, that's the other thing. He wasn't hitting at all. Like, I think he was, what, 0 for 8 in the series with a bunch of strikeouts? So it feels like Kyle Schwarber is one of those players that is very streaky. Like, we see the best of him. Like, usually it's in June. Like, June Kyle Schwarber is, like, amazing. But maybe this will start, you know, a great stretch for Kyle Schwarber. Again, it just feels to me like it's too little too late. Because do you think the Dodgers are going to be kept under 3 runs for another game? Just doesn't feel like it to me.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And the series price reflects that. Dodgers minus 325. The Phillies plus 260. And more baseball is on the way. Along with this, another report is out, and the Bill Belichick era at North Carolina could already be coming to an end. And that is next on the Daily Tip. It is the Thursday. Come on back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.